Ted Lewis is going to start.
Ronald, you had another year of eligibility remaining. What led into your decision to come out early, and how do you feel you're going to fit in with the Saints?
I felt it was time. I had been, waiting for this my whole life. My ultimate goal was to get to the next level. Football is not just a game to me. It's a lifestyle. And being able to have the opportunity to take the next step, I thought that was the best decision for me. And so I made that decision. I feel like God has His plans always. And looking back at Pro Day, seeing the whole staff, defense staff come out, he definitely had his eyes and his plans in the right place for me. And I feel like I'm gonna be a great fit for them. I like the tenacity that they are. I'm a passionate guy when it comes to this game, and I like the defensive mindset that they have in New Orleans. So I'm just happy to be a New Orleans Saint.
Did you talk to Rob Ryan at all during this process?
It was pretty quiet about it. Besides the one time at Pro Day, but I kind of had a feeling, but just didn't know.
Why did you have that feeling?
Man, I thought I did a good job with them, starting from the time we was at the combine, and I sat down with them, and we went over some play stuff, and I feel like I got a good feel. They got a good feel for me and how I would fit in. And then, when they came out to Pro Day, and had their staff out, and I was able to show them what I can do and my ability. I feel like that was a good candidate for me.
What kind of position? They run a 3-4, but obviously they're very versatile. How do you see yourself being used on defense?
Man, I'll tell you the truth, I see myself being used anywhere they want me to be. Man, I feel like I'm an athlete, and I can be placed anywhere. And I'm capable of doing the things that they want me to do.
And how about special teams? Is it something that's a strength of yours that you played a lot, or?
During my collegiate career, but I feel like that's, like I said, man, I love this game, and whatever it takes. That's not something I'm opposed to, and I feel like that's definitely going to be a strength of mine because I play the game the way I play it.
Ronald, you were the number one prospect in the country coming out of high school. I'm sure somebody had asked you 3 years ago today where you'd be, you would have thought you'd have been a first-round draft pick. How much of that is a disappointment to you, and how much of that is a motivation for you to prove yourself now at the next level?
Oh, man, yes, sir. It's definitely a... It's not a disappointment because, I've been through so much adversity in life, and I've grown to be the man I am right now. And so I use it, and I take every, I've been watching the draft, for the past couple of days, man. I'm using it all for motivation. I wasn't a first round pick. So I got to go prove to everybody and to myself because, my expectations for myself is definitely greater than anybody's out there. So I definitely gotta play with that, that chip. And I've always been that kind of guy to wake up and beat myself every day. So it's definitely a great motivation for me.
Did you tear your ACL more than once, or you just had two surgeries to repair the same injury?
No, I had a cadaver. I was actually coming along well. I was trying to come back in 6 months. It wasn't nothing you could tell me that I wasn't gonna be back in 6 months, and I actually tweaked it a little bit and had to, go get a whole another surgery because of the cadaver. You couldn't tell if it was intact or not. So we just went ahead and I got a bone patella bone.
And surgery. You said you've had a lot of adversity. Are you speaking mostly of injuries, or is there anything else that you were referencing when you said that?
I mean, mostly injuries, but just playing in college, it's not an easy road for everyone, So, just some of the things that you go through college and things that you learn to grow from, is some of those things that you never forget about, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. Thank you very much. Welcome to New Orleans.
Thank you, guys, man. Thanks.